How's the tour going? Because you're a good few weeks into it now. Are you settling in quite nicely?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't counted how many weeks we are in, but it's whizzing past. We're having such a fantastic time with the most incredible response from audiences. And I'm having a blast, a dream of a role, a dream of show. And it kicks off just from the very first notes from the overture. Everybody's buzzing and very, very exciting.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, this is a show on a massive scale. It's by no means your first time on a stage, but you must still get a thrill. You know, the like you said, when the lights go down and that first note hits, it must still be a real buzz for you for a show like this.
It is. It's a huge buzz. And I'm very honest about what I'm in, what I see. And people cannot believe it when I say this may be the best thing I've ever been part of as a production, as a show, as a company. I absolutely love it. I perform both sides of the Atlantic, and this is extraordinarily special.
Looking at your CV online, the shows you've performed in, the list of shows that you've been in, is a dream for any actor. But to say this is, you know, whether it's your favourite or one of your favourites or whatever, it's a massive amount of kudos for the show. Is it sort of, you know, a company that are getting on like a house on fire? Are you just having the best time?
We get on incredibly well. From day one, it was, there's usually somebody you avoid or somebody you don't want to speak to, or this, you know, haven't noticed any of it. Maybe I'm oblivious. I don't know.
Maybe they're keeping them out your way.
Myself. Yeah. Not much passes me, I have to say. I don't miss much. It's a great band of people. I think we're all very, very happy. It comes from the top. If we have a happy leading lady, that's where it comes from. And Sheridan Smith is extraordinary as a person and as a performer. So generous. She's wonderful.
What's it like taking a show like this on the road? Because it's had huge success and critical acclaim in the West End. It's been a massive smash over there. Was it a little bit daunting sort of stepping into those shoes and thinking, right, we've got to try and recreate this in lots of different venues each night now?
Daunting, no. It was quite extraordinary in the fact that Sheridan was the only person who had the history with the show. Mm. Everybody else was completely new. So it felt like a completely new venture. And we were guided through that to make it feel like ours. So it wasn't really fitting into people's shoes. And I don't want to sound too cocky, but people have actually said that they prefer the show that they're seeing to the one in town. And you say, oh, yeah, you're just saying that. What are you talking about? And there's a freshness, there's an immediacy. And I think going from city to city keeps it vibrant too, because it feels different. Every theatre is different. Yes, it is a pressure because the stage is slightly different. The backstage facilities are different. The stage crew are put under extraordinary pressures to get the set, costumes, everything surrounding it, the musicians. I mean, they tour with us, but they're in a different pit every week. And so the sound is different in every venue. It is pressure, but that makes it fun.
Tell us a little bit about the show then, because for anybody that's sort of missed the entire Funny Girl Renaissance, tell us a little bit about what it is, what it's about, and what we can expect from you as for want of a better phrase, Fanny's mum.
Well, no, I am Fanny's mum. Now, the show is basically the story of the true life story of Fanny Brice, who was a huge, huge comedic star back in the 20s and 30s. Absolutely enormous. And her rise to fame and her loves and losses, really. She was such a strong character, which made her very, very attractive. But her choices in men were not exactly ideal. And she was just following in the footsteps of her mother, who made exactly the same mistakes, who was very strong. And we follow her looking back over her life, back to when she was a kid and her first job. And interspersed with that are such fabulous songs that have been made hugely famous, originally, of course, by Barbra Streisand in the film.
This tour's a little bit different because technically you're playing opposite two leading ladies at various different parts throughout the tour. So you've got Sheridan and Natasha as well, who filled in for Sheridan during a time off in London. Is that a little bit I don't want to say challenging, because that's not the right word, but a little bit different for you as an actress to play against two different leading ladies. They're going to have slight nuances to the way they play that role?
Very. I mean, it's extraordinary. It's like doing two completely different shows. And it is very, it's challenging. It's exciting. It's very rewarding to be able to do so. It also keeps it very fresh.
Talking about you, like you say, you've relocated to the US now for a lot of the year. You've had an amazing West End and Broadway career. Just finished in Les Mis at the Imperial. What's it like being back in the UK and back on stage? It must. I don't want to sort of put words into your mouth, but it must be like coming back home.
You don't have to. It's coming back home. I've been over there for 7 years, and it was something I always did, and every performer's dream here is to be on Broadway, and to do it is hard to get there, and I did it, and then I wanted to come home, spend more time with my husband and my family.
Going back to Funny Girl for a second, talking about shows that are really big shows that everybody loves, that show debuted back in 64, a long time ago. A lot of classics now are getting that revival in the West End and on Broadway. Do you think that's a good thing rather than just focusing on new musicals? Is it nice to see those old standards, if you like, coming back into the forum?
I think it's fantastic if we haven't seen them for a long time. I think the thing is people say, oh, yes, we'll churn out something again. We haven't seen it for 5-10 years just to try and get people in or keep the spirits up or whatever. Mm. I think it's great that new shows should be promoted and given a lot of support. Our producers are very, very good at that.
You're coming to Birmingham from the 8th of May through to the 13th of May, and then, like we said, back to Wolverhampton later in the year as well, so a double whammy. Why should people come and see Funny Girl, Rachel?
I think this has got to be the best show that has been seen on any professional stage in this country for years and years and years. I wish I'd seen it myself. I wish I could see it myself. Sheridan Smith is an extraordinary talent. I've never worked with anything like him. And to see her live on stage is enough. Hear those fabulous tunes. Darius is absolutely extraordinary. I'm not so bad myself, so come and say hello.
I've heard, Rachel, on the grapevine, looking at your Twitter, that people are loving you.
Yeah, there's a lot of love there. Yeah, I'm bowled over and very generous. And it's lovely to put in the work, to be doing something that you really love and to get the feedback. You know, we shouldn't worry about it. Why should we? We shouldn't. But ego does get in the way occasionally. But when it feels heartfelt, it's very, very special.
Exactly. Well, look, Rachel, thank you so much for having a chat to us. I'll let you get on with your day because I know you're a busy person and you've got a show to prepare for tonight. But we are so looking forward to seeing you in Birmingham. So unbelievably looking forward to seeing Funny Girl come to the Hippodrome. So very best of luck with the rest of the tour, and we shall see you at the end of May.